Charlotte at 6 podcast is presented by Felix Savadas Mercedes-Benz of South Charlotte, Charlotte's premier Mercedes-Benz dealer and the Carolinas' number one volume sales leader. Over 300 new and 200 pre-owned vehicles always available. Visit mbcharlotte.com.
Charlotte at 6 here on WBT. It's Dirty Restaurant Thursday already.
Good evening, Mark.
Hello, Charles. Charles Jenkins is our food critic here on Charlotte at 6. He spent a lot of the day out at the Mallard Creek Barbecue.
Yes, I did. I'm full. And it was delicious.
Oh, well. But you will be critiquing something else here, though, as our food critic,
I will.
Right?
I will. I've got a good consideration for you. Times three.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, I've got some things for you to consider, too, where you might not want to eat some restaurants that did not do well when the health inspector showed up.
Oh.
First one is a sushi place.
Oh, no.
And you got to be careful there because sushi means raw fish. So
always scares me.
Yeah. Well, this is Rock and Roll's Sushi Express on Elizabeth Avenue, 87.5.
No, come on. They just opened.
Yeah. Well, it's a low score.
Oh, my God.
This is interesting. So the inspector shows up. The person who introduced herself as the person in charge really wasn't the person in charge because the real person in charge wasn't there.
Oh, no.
And whoever said they were in charge did not, the inspector wrote, demonstrate any active management control over food operations and had no knowledge of food safety.
Oh, no.
And we're talking about a sushi place.
Yes.
Observe multiple food employees leave things they were doing, handle dirty items throughout the kitchen, then return to handling food without changing gloves or washing.
Oh, no.
That is
nasty.
Mm-mm. Coaching was provided, and the inspector's going to come back and see if this gets straightened out. They had raw items stored with ready-to-eat things eggs and fish stored over avocados.
Hey.
Observe multiple stacked utensils that were supposed to be clean but were not had to be washed yet again.
Mm-hmm.
And the person in charge, who really didn't know anything, had no idea when the sushi roller had last been washed, rinsed, or sanitized.
Oh, my gosh.
That thing could be loaded with bacteria.
That kind of place, I'm concerned when I see a place like that, they have, that's a conveyor belt, and all the sushi goes on the conveyor belt, and then you take off what you,
Nasty. They were not keeping track of items that were supposed to be sold within 4 hours and then pulled.
That's
they weren't
what
keeping
I mean.
Track.
See?
Oh, this is good. Thawing fish in stagnant water.
No.
That's just nasty.
It's
and then
really
you're going to serve it raw?
Dangerous.
Mm-mm. So, there you go. Think about it before you go to Rock and Roll Sushi Express on Elizabeth Avenue, 87.5.
Maybe they're referring to your stomach. It'll be rocking and rolling.
Yes, it would. Ooh, making some funny noises. All right, next we have Faux Nun.
Okay, that rings a bell.
It's on Ayersleytown Boulevard, 85.
No.
They had to close.
Ooh.
Observed the hot water for hand washing completely out of service. There was no hot water, so they agreed to close until they got that fixed. The person in charge had no knowledge of really food safety, especially cold holding. And I guess the person in charge didn't realize that not having hot water was a problem until the inspector pointed it out.
I can't believe it.
Let's see here. Observe the slicer stored as clean when it was actually dirty.
Lovely.
They had some spicy soup that had been cooling from the night before that was still at the wrong temp, so they had to throw it out.
Yeah, spicy doesn't mean it's okay at any temperature.
And then here we go. Two prep units, cooling units, weren't working. And I guess they were just still trying to use them anyway.
more refrigeration issues lately. I'm amazed.
It is. And this is what I've never seen. They had pork sitting under a table thawing.
Wow.
Yeah, under the prep table. I don't get it.
That's really weird.
So there you go. Faux Nun, Ayersleytown Boulevard, 85, and quickly one.
I'll have none of that.
This is Golden China in Fort Mill. They had an 82.
Oh.
You couldn't wash your hands if you worked there because the hand-washing sink was completely blocked by containers.
Oh, lovely.
where they wash dishes, the chlorine was not strong enough to kill germs. Mm-hmm. And we've seen this before.
Yeah.
They had cooked chicken stored in a cardboard box that had been used for raw chicken.
Who thinks of this stuff?
I don't know. I guess they thought they were saving money.
Wow.
Buy some Tupperware.
You make people sick.
I know. It's Golden China, Fort Mill, 82.
No. Yeah. That's really distressing.
Well, we've killed our appetite. It's up to you to pick it back up again.
Yeah, I will. I really will. You know, it's funny. I remember when this place opened,
yeah?
Just a walk away from our studios on West Moorhead.
Oh, yeah?
And I met with the owner. He said, yeah, we wanted to be able to have a market kind of a place with people who lived in this area. There's no place to go for food.
Okay.
Have a little market and a little restaurant, like a deli. So he opened the Rhino Deli.
Oh, Rhino!
Yeah.
They have really good Reubens.
They have really good food.
Good chicken salad.
Yeah. They don't do a whole lot.
Right.
They just do a lot of things, the few things they do well.
Yeah, exactly. Good
sandwiches.
And
he's done so well. They're up to 3 locations.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Can you believe that?
Wow, 3.
There's the one on Moorhead, West Moorhead. There's one in Uptown.
Okay.
And now there's one in Noda.
Oh, cool.
So they're all 3 the same. And especially for our area right here, if you know this area at West Moorhead by Freedom Drive,
yeah.
It's a kind of a dead zone for groceries.
Yeah, exactly.
Or for anything.
Yeah.
He's got a packed store that, you know, if you need to make dinner, cook a lunch, whatever, and you don't want to buy a sandwich, he's got canned goods, packaged goods, you name it.
Yes, he does, yeah.
You can definitely make dinner from the stuff on his shelves.
Oh, cool.
Or lunch, for that matter. But you can also dine there. Or you can take it to go.
Yeah, we grab a lot of to-go food from there, from the newsroom.
Great breakfast items like breakfast burrito, French toast. You can build your own omelet. He's got all kinds of salads and things like that. He's got a non-vegetarian list and a vegetarian list. I stay with the non-vegetarian list.
Yeah, me too. You vegetarians can have that.
I like the big wheel. Hot pastrami, Swiss, Creole mustard, sliced pickles on pumpernickel.
Oh.
Really good.
Sounds really good.
It's the big wheel.
Yeah, big wheel.
His scores at the 3 stores are 98.5, 95.5, and 95.
That's excellent.
Isn't that?
That is
so
really good.
So congratulations, you guys, at Rhino Market and Deli. You're doing it right. Check them out. You'll thank me.
We do thank you, Charles.
Thank you, Mark.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench, everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.